Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play Stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Swing for the fences with the Fence Authority. They've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost three decades. With four stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as one, two, three. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Friendly reminder, we're on the air for pregame coverage on MSG at 6:30 tonight as part of Pride Night. And then at 7 o'clock, we'll have a live auction going at sabres.com/auctions related to, Pride Night and sticks and other memorabilia will be available in that auction, and it'll run through April the 6th. So looking forward to all of that this evening at KeyBank Center as Buffalo plays host to Pittsburgh. Our hockey insider from TSN, Darren Dreger, is with us right now. And Dregs, I suppose the news of the day is the dismissal of John Tortorella from Philadelphia.
Yeah, no question about that. Normally that stuff happens Friday afternoon around 5 p.m., 5:30 Eastern, right? It's that news dump where everybody's like, come on, really, today we're doing this? Still surprising, not shocking, but surprising. And the reason that it's not shocking, given they're essentially at the end of the year here, is, you know, you do have to analyze this week. And the comments specifically made by John Tortorella, especially after the loss to the Toronto Maple Leafs on Tuesday. And, you know, clearly wasn't happy. You could see on the bench, he looked dejected, not just with the officials and how the game was playing out, but at times he just seemed like he was kind of pulling himself out of the process. And then that's the way it sounded too, post-game. Right? You know, he's talking about, you know, not sure that he's going to be able to learn how to coach or doesn't necessarily want to know how to coach a team like this at this point of the season. And now you take it to midweek, which is yesterday. And without getting into any of the gory details, because frankly, I don't have the specifics, I think that yesterday was a tough day for John Tortorella and for the Philadelphia Flyers, and obviously for Danny Briere and Keith Jones and management of the Philadelphia Flyers. I think that John was very vocal with his concerns yesterday. My sense is that he said some things that maybe are regrettable, but made it abundantly clear to Danny Briere and to Keith Jones and the management overall, senior management of the Philadelphia Flyers, okay, we're not waiting till the offseason. And that was the plan. They expected they were going to make a coaching change or at least have to consider it in the offseason, but they did not want to have to do it this week or with this few games left in the regular season. They just felt that the way this week was unraveling, including yesterday, that they didn't have a choice.
We have that same thing here in Buffalo where, you know, the Sabres have won two in a row now and Lindy Ruff is playing James Reimer more than expected. Why? Because he wants to reward the team with wins. Is this the same situation in Philly but the other way, where Tortorella and the players were just not responding to the coach now because of some of the comments and how he handled Cam York in the last game? He played him 3 minutes and the way that he sat Michkov and other players. Was that the end of the road? And you mentioned at the end of the year he's probably going to move on, but was that almost too late? Like, could have happened at Christmas time, and I think the Flyers may have been in a better situation. And I love Torts, but may have been a better situation.
Well, look, I don't think that it's newsworthy to suggest that John Tortorella is not the right coach for the Philadelphia Flyers at this point in time. I mean, you know, you could have probably have said that last year, you know, coming into this season and the changes that the Flyers knew that they were going to make. You know, John is a decorated coach. To me, he's a closer, given his level of experience. You know, coach you bring in, you hope that, you know, he can bring out the very best out of that experienced and veteran club, and you contend for a Stanley Cup. Well, that's not where Philadelphia is, and it doesn't feel like the Flyers are going to be there in the near future. They want to expedite the turnaround, but it just it didn't seem like Tortorella was the right fit there, I would say, for this season. And maybe even though they pushed hard last year, let's give them the benefit of the doubt last year, but it felt like this was a change they probably thought they were going to have to make anyway. So to mention what you, or to follow up on what you mentioned there, Marty, you know, talking about individual player interactions, decisions on ice time and all of that, I think that that may have factored in. Again, I don't like digging into dressing rooms or diving into the mud of player-coach relationships or situations. The one thing that I would share, and I don't know that it was specific to a player and Torts, the one thing that I was told was that he'd crossed a line or lines in follow-up to not only what he said post-game Tuesday, but also following up on Wednesday, and all that contributed to the inevitable.
Has John coached his last game in the NHL?
Man, it felt like we said that a long time ago, or asked that question probably more than once over time. So it feels like the answer is yes, or probably. But then I'm looking around at least a team or two where you wonder, right? The Dolan family, James Dolan loved John Tortorella, probably still does, with the New York Rangers. Now, I'm not trying to get Peter Laviolette gassed in New York, but I think it's also fairly predictable that, you know, if the Rangers don't qualify for the postseason, Dolan is going to do something. You know, he's going to find a way to get a pound of flesh, and there is going to be change. And, you know, could that involve Chris Drury? Yeah, of course it could. Could that involve Peter Laviolette going? Yeah, of course it could. So that is why I hesitate when I say that, yeah, he's probably done as an NHL head coach. But, you know, I think back to the experience that Torts had, that the Vancouver Canucks had with John Tortorella on that bench. And I think most of us thought when that ended so miserably that he was probably done. And then he finds a way to surface and coaches in Columbus, does a pretty good job, and finds a way to surface, did a good job until very recently in Philadelphia. So I can't stick a fork in him yet. There's still too many NHL owners out there who feel like, or if they feel like he is going to be the final piece, he's the guy that's going to push us over the top, then he may have some life yet in this league.
Yeah, Torts is 66 years old, but he works out like he's 36, and he's in good shape, and still has that fire. And you mentioned the Rangers.
Yeah.
I don't think Chris Drury would hire John Tortorella, because I was there in New York when Drew was playing his last season, and him and Torts did not see eye to eye. But if there's a change upstairs, maybe that has a trickle-down effect, and we will see. Dregs,
yeah,
last
well,
night
it, but hold on. If Dolan calls okay. Chris Drury and says, I need you to make a change, you don't think Chris Drury is making a change? He wouldn't be his first choice if he's making that coaching change. I just know how things operate with the New York Rangers at that level.
I think Drury could make the coaching change, but I don't think he's calling John Tortorella. But if Drury's not there, then maybe Dolan is making the call, right?
Yeah.
So that's more like the way I'm thinking about that. But anyway, hey, just the Oilers last night, no Dreisaitl, no McDavid, and now Stuart Skinner for the second time in a week has to be relieved from the concussion spotter. He got kneed in the head by Mikko Rantanen. It was accidental, although Corey Perry said, I should have responded better, and, you know, whatever. But is there concern about Stuart Skinner and his health now? Twice in a week, he gets a headshot and has to be removed.
Yeah, there is concern. And My understanding is that Skinner did not make the trip to Seattle last night. Now, I don't know his whereabouts as we're having this conversation live, but I'm with you, Marty. I thought that this was accidental. I mean, just the way that Skinner was going down after making the save, he put himself out there above the crease. I don't think Mikko Rantanen is trying to pick his head with his knee. In fact, I think Mikko Rantanen is looking at the puck as he's skating across, and you do have that incidental contact. But it took Stu Skinner out of the game, and again, he wasn't able to make the trip to Seattle. So the injuries are now becoming more of an issue. And sure, you can subscribe to the next guy up theory. You don't have a choice. I mean, you're either looking at what you have in the American League or you're dealing with what you have at the NHL level, and that's where the Oilers are. What's interesting, and you kind of allude to it, was the response that Corey Perry gave when he was asked specifically about this and the lack of reaction from the Oilers on the ice to Mikko Rantanen doing this. And Perry essentially said, look, we're going to deal with this internally. We had Chris Spronger on the Rain Dregs Hockey Podcast today. I mean, we can all imagine, because we can remember, we're old enough to remember the type of player Prongs was. We asked him what he would have done in that same situation. And boy, talk about vigilante justice. He's like, well, I'm finding their best player. I'm hitting him as hard as I possibly can. And then I'm going after their goalie. And if they come back and come after my goalie, then I'm taking a long suspension. That's what has to happen. I don't think the game is quite the same, but I think that there will be some sort of pushback from Corey Perry and the Edmonton Oilers if it happens again.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Well, if the John Tortorella topic felt a little bit recycled, how would you feel about this one? What is goaltender interference?
Okay. So I think we talked about this a bit last week, and everybody assumes that I have skin in this game because, and I said this on air on TSN on Tuesday, I learned a long time ago from Bobby McKenzie, it's not what I think, it's what I know. And what I know is the criteria that has been built by the National Hockey League, most believed by general managers, and is being enforced and reinforced by the same four guys that have been doing this since the review process was introduced years and years and years ago. And according to the experience we had last week in Florida, they're essentially following it by the letter of the law. The GMs are on board with this. So then Patrick Roy comes out after the Palmieri goalie interference disallowed goal. And I think we can all understand heat of the moment. The coach is upset. He's angry. He thought that this was a good goal. The problem is, So many of us watch replays in slow motion. And when you see the shot come from up high in slow motion, it doesn't look like the contact is there. And it does look like Merzlikins here can reset. But when you see it in real time, that shot is almost simultaneous to contact with the goalie, right? And the play on the call on the ice by the officials is no goal. So when hockey operations went through all the criteria, they couldn't find enough evidence to overturn it. So there you see it. No goal. What they need to do now, and this is an exercise, and I'm going to offend a lot of coaches by saying this. I don't think the head office of the NHL cares what NHL coaches think. Don't think they care. Yeah. They're hired to coach the team, make in-game adjustments, and that's it. They care about what the general managers think because the general managers are the architects of the rule book. So the managers and the owners are always going to have the swagger and the coaches are not. But just to kind of stop this ongoing process where coaches are in the heat of the moment, understandably angry, why doesn't hockey operations do the same exact exercise with all NHL coaches that they just did with the general managers? Try and get them on board so that everybody has a better idea.
I totally agree with you about the coaches because they wear their heart on their sleeves and they're emotional and it's different when the GMs do it. But I go about what do I think, not what I know. Yeah. I'm the opposite of you and Bobby Margarita. So what do I think is the rule number 69 in the rule book needs to be rewritten. Because right now, you read the first paragraph, it says one thing. You read the second paragraph, it contradicts what the first paragraph is saying. And then you read like another part of it, and it's completely different. I think that rule needs to be rewritten because right now, you can have a situation and find something in the rule book to go either one way or the other, and I think that's the problem.
I guess, but again, I'll remind you of the three elements of criteria that they focus on, right? You know, is the player in the blue paint? Number one. Number two, how did the player get to the blue paint? And then number three, you know, was the goalie allowed to play his position and reset, right? And that's really primarily what hockey ops and the officials do. That's what they focus on when they're going then through a complex review to tick all those boxes. So you could rewrite the real rule book, no question about that. You could do that, but they have boiled it down to those three things, kind of determining how the focus needs to be in the conversation that leads to the decision.
You got one more?
Yeah.
It's the last one. Make it a good one.
Is Thatcher Demko going to play every game from now until the end of the year? Because he clearly makes a difference in Vancouver.
Isn't that something else, right? And, you know, again, individually, you're happy for this guy. He's had nothing but bad luck all season long, specific to injury, to a point where we're already forecasting, what does the future look without Thatcher Demko in Vancouver? And the reason you say that is he's coming up on his contract where they can extend this year. Well, do they invest heavily? And when this guy is on his game, which he is right now, and he is healthy, arguably is one of the top goaltenders in the National Hockey League. So are they going to pay him like one of the best? Or depending on how this season finishes out, if it finishes on a high for Thatcher Demko, maybe they do that. If it finishes on a low and he gets hurt again, I think that they have to entertain the idea of maybe trading him prior to that extension. But I mean, Rick Tocchet's going to do everything within his power to lock down a playoff spot for this team. So as long as Demko is healthy, he's going to get that start for sure.
Dregs, thank you so much. We've got to fly. Darren Dreger, our hockey insider from TSN. We'll see him again next week. We'll see you right after the break here on Sabres Live.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.